Welcome to Research for Everyone, the short podcast series sharing health research in an accessible way. Created by people with learning disabilities, researchers at the University of Glasgow, and three advocacy organisations, PAMIS, People First Scotland, and Down Syndrome Scotland. In this episode, journalist and disability advocate Michael McEwen talks to Dr. Claire Needveege about a recent study by researchers at the University of Glasgow, which looked at the impact of having cancer on people's mental health and well-being.
Hi, my name is Michael McEwen. I'm a freelance journalist and a disability advocate. On this podcast, we're going to speak to Dr. Claire Needveege, a researcher at the University of Glasgow, who leads the study, and I'm going to speak to her today. Welcome, Claire. Thanks for talking to us today. First up, please tell us who you are and what you do.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you about our study. I'm a researcher in public health based at the University of Glasgow in the School of Health and Wellbeing, where I've worked for almost 6 years now and where I also studied for my PhD. I research things that impact your health and well-being, such as how much money you have and whereabouts you live. I also study things like how physical diseases, such as cancer, can affect people's mental health and emotional health. So I mostly spend my day reading research studies and looking at numbers, finding patterns in numbers, and writing about what we find.
Tell us about the study.
Our study is a summary review of the link between cancer and mental health. So how people's mental and emotional health is affected when they are diagnosed and told by a doctor that they have cancer. So to do this, we searched for all the reviews that were already published on this topic. And we worked with a varied team, including a public health doctor and people who look after and study people's mental health, including a psychologist and psychiatrist. And within our team, we also had people with direct experience of having cancer. And I myself have experience of caring for family members with cancer. And we also worked with the Mental Health Foundation in Scotland, which is a charity which focuses on preventing mental health problems.
Tell me, Claire, what was the problem that you were trying to solve during a study?
So we wanted to summarise the research that was already out there, so already published, to see what the gaps were and where further studies were needed, and to bring together what we already know on the topic. In particular, we wanted to know what things may affect people's chance of feeling down, depressed, or worried or anxious after they are told that they have cancer, to an extent that it really impacts on their day-to-day lives. We also wanted to know how many people are affected and what care and treatment options there are to help people who may be struggling with these issues.
Why was this study so important?
So it's important because people are now living much longer with cancer. And over the next few years, the number of people living with cancer is going to increase because the treatment of cancer, fortunately, has improved so much over the past few years. And we're also better at detecting it via methods such as screening. And it's important to know how this will affect people's mental and emotional health and how people cope and adapt to living with cancer over the longer term. And this is important to be able to help the people who need it the most and also increase their chance of staying well.
What did you learn from this study?
So we found that people with cancer have higher rates of depression and anxiety compared to people who don't have cancer. And we found that it's not just one thing that causes people to experience poor mental health. It's a number of things that interact with each other. And there were a few things that were consistently related to poor mental health. And this included things like social factors. So things like lacking money and being poor, having little social support. So people with no family or friends around them to help. People who have already had mental health problems in the past were also more likely to experience poor mental health after they were diagnosed with cancer. And there are a wide variety of different treatments for cancer, and some can be much more intensive than others and cause different side effects, such as hair loss, which can be really distressing and contribute to poor mental health. Where people are diagnosed, for example, at hospital in an emergency situation or via their GP, can also contribute, and also at what stage they're diagnosed. So it might be diagnosed very early or very late. These things can all have an effect. We also found that there are a number of ways to help people's mental health, including talking therapies, medication, and self-management. but how much they might help and who benefits the most and when is the best time to do these things and intervene is not well understood at the moment.
This episode is part of the Research for Everyone project, which aims to make complex health research accessible to wider audiences. The team have also created two short animations and two infographics to share health information in ways that as many people as possible, including people with diverse communications needs, can enjoy and understand.
In football, there's a common move called a header. But if a player heads the ball every day for years, what happens to their brain?
When someone has cancer, doctors and nurses work hard to treat them. They might give them chemotherapy or surgery to get rid of the cancer, or medication to help with the symptoms. But being told you have cancer is scary.
You can find these at the Scottish Learning Disabilities Observatory website, sldo.ac.uk, and click on Inclusive Research.
Progress has meant for people.
So our study helps us to better understand how people's mental and emotional health may be affected when they are told that they have cancer, and to find better ways to support people with cancer, which will hopefully make them feel better and stay healthy. And being told you have cancer is really, really scary. And it's important to recognise that it is okay to feel down and worried. But if this becomes excessive and to an extent that it's impacting on your daily life, then it might be time to seek help.
How important do you think it is for people like, say, yourself and people in the media actually highlighting take the word cancer? Because like years ago, people were going to speak about these kind of like subjects. So just tell us how important it is for people to speak about it now.
Yeah, I think it's really important for people to speak out in the media, both about cancer, but also the mental health effects of it. Cancer is much less stigmatised nowadays within the UK, and to an extent, mental health problems are as well. But I think discussing it in the media certainly helps reduce that stigma to some extent.
Claire, you've done the study and all the research, but what would you like to see happen next?
So we found a few important gaps in the research, which we think need more research. A lot of the research has been done in countries like here in the UK and the USA, but not a lot in lower income countries, such as those within Africa, where resources are more limited. So more studies based there are needed. There are a lot of studies on the more common types of cancer, such as breast cancer, but not many on the more rare types of cancer that are less commonly seen. We also don't know a lot about the mental health of people who survive for a long time after their cancer diagnosis, especially when they were diagnosed very young. And people may also live with other problems which were caused by their cancer treatment. For example, certain cancer treatments can damage the heart and also affect the ability for people to have a family. And we don't know how all these things add up and interact and affect people's mental health over the long term. But all of this research, unfortunately, needs money and funding. So it would be good to see funders give more priority to research on people who survive cancer. We also need to make sure there are enough services for those who want and need them, and that doctors and other people who work in healthcare settings can recognise the signs that people might be struggling with their mental health. And finally, we often focus on poor mental health, but there is also a need to look at what enables people to avoid developing mental health problems.
I suppose that's the thing, Claire, when we talk about cancer as well, but I suppose it helps your mental health because, like, again, at a hospital or in your house for a long period of time, then it's going to affect your mental health because you're not seeing everybody day to day, whether it's at work or, you know, like family or friends.
Yeah, especially if you're in hospital for cancer treatment, especially if you're young as well, it can really affect, like, your education. You might not be able to go to school, so you might not develop the friendships. And that'll all contribute to your well-being.
So how will you monitor the impact of the research in the future to understand the effects and how it will impact on people's lives?
That's a very good question, but really difficult to answer. We can monitor the impact of our research in a number of different ways. We can get a rough idea of how many people are reading our study and using it in their own research. So already over 400 people have mentioned our study in their own research, so it's good to know people are actually reading it. We're able to track the kinds of people who are making use of the research. For example, it's been used to inform clinical practice guidelines about how to treat mental health problems amongst people with cancer. And someone else actually contacted me to ask if our diagram in the paper could be used in a book about cancer in the Middle East. So that was quite exciting. But unfortunately, we don't know for definite if our work has improved people's lives yet. But we do hope it has made at least some impact. And doing things like this podcast helps to spread the research a bit further and reach people who might not normally find it on the journal's website.
Okay, thanks for telling us about the study. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks. It's great to be able to talk about our research and highlight the issue. And do check out their related infographics, which do a great job of quickly summarising the research. And I just wanted to add that, like, if you are feeling that you're struggling, then do get in touch with a doctor or one of a number of organisations that support people with cancer, such as here in Scotland, we have Cancer Support Scotland and the Maggie Centres.
If you'd like to find out more about this important research and the Research for Everyone project, please visit the Inclusive Research page at sldo.ac.uk. Research for Everyone was presented by Michael McEwan. Produced by Fresh Air Studios. Research for Everyone is a project funded by the University of Glasgow. Please rate and review to let other people know about this podcast.